What is up, Ohio Wesleyan University? Welcome to a new episode of Wait For It, Wait For It. My new show name is now Hooked on OU Radio The Line. You are tuning in with the GM right now. I'm sorry if you guys were tuning in anticipating Matt Cohn's show, got a Friday night out. But unfortunately, he needs to go do some soccer stuff. So I'm going to keep the ball rolling on this slot and keep us up and running on this Friday evening on September the 4th. While it's very rainy out, I figured, hey, why don't we do like some Hooked on Jazz and whatnot? See, like, listeners, let me explain this for a minute. As general manager, I'm just kidding. No, just as a host, basically, like, what I want to do is I cannot, for the life of me, ever decide a consistent theme for my show. I can play classical music for you like I did last semester. I could play rock and roll like I did my freshman year and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I get bored with, like, you know, playing the same thing, like, you know, day in, day out, week in and week out, you know? It just gets boring, honestly. I just don't know what to do with myself. So with that in mind, I figured, hey, let's just try something different and new and fun and, like, you know, just roll with it, you know? So this week, honestly, because it's Friday, it's raining, and also because we're only at, like, you know, 7:20 in the evening, so none of y'all should be doing, like, you know, much of, like, hardcore partying or whatever, we're going to tone it down a bit with some cool jazz playlists. All right, so to start off, again, you are listening to Hooked on OU. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. Yes. We understand. I got it. Yes. Thank you. Anyways. Yes, I have a studio. Okay. All right. Yes, I have a studio audience here in the station with me tonight. Anyways, still tuning in with the GM. Let me pull up some cool jazz that I just happen to have on my iTunes. You know, I researched jazz my junior year of high school. I actually researched jazz formally, especially in the 1920s. It was a part of a project. And basically right now I'm just kind of killing time as I try to find, like, a cool song for you. And I think I got one, actually. Okay. I got one. Listeners, hang on. Without further ado, here is the one and only Billie Holiday with Strange Fruit. More information after the break.
Magnolia. to run for the tree to drop. Here is a strange and bitter cry.
Alright guys, that was Billie Holiday with Strange Fruit. Fun fact about that song, actually, Billie Holiday originally did not want to sing this song because it's actually based on a poem of the same name that actually discusses the lynching of a black man. And obviously of like a violent song. If you guys don't know Billie Holiday, she's one of the most famous Harlem singers at the time, also an African-American singer. Very, very popular for her time in the 30s and 40s. And yeah, she just did not, she actually almost walked off the studio, because she did not want to sing this song. Very, very controversial song also when it came out as well. You're tuning in with the GM right now on Hooked on OU Radio The Line. Anyways, the next song that I got, previous announcement, as I said before, I am just currently filling in a spot for my boy Matt Cohn out there, who is actually doing, has a prior obligation with his soccer team. So we have temporarily switched spots for this week and the next. But my regular show hours will actually be on Thursdays, 8 to 9, After the Risk with Alex Gross and Mac Willard, and before Temporary Trifecta Beats with Krampus, Kira Sims, and Sarah Cohn. Anyways, guys, we're going to continue on with the show here, and I'll stop talking by playing one of my favorite Benny Goodman tunes. For those of you out there, you should be able to recognize it. It's a classic jazz song. So without further ado, here is Sing, Sing, Sing by the Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll be right back.
ever treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it bad and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of I got it bad, and that ain't good.
guys. That was Baden Powell with Ciao de Estrellas. That's actually a Latin jazz song, in case you guys didn't know. And, well, you know, periodically on my show Hooked, like, obviously I'll be playing multiple different types of genres, subgenres. I mean, the sky's the limit, essentially, on what I'll be playing. But Latin jazz, especially, is something that I had recently gotten into over the summer a lot, especially when my skills in Spanish had, you know, really started to, like, you know, improve and whatnot. Anyways, the last songs actually was a Duke Ellington song. I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. And then obviously before that one, we had Sing 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 with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Two of my favorite directors, Benny Goodman and, excuse me, Duke Ellington. Two different, not really two different kinds of styles, I guess. I guess you could put them all in the Harlem jazz style. That was popular in the 20s, but Duke Ellington himself, even though he was the pioneer of Harlem jazz, he and Benny Goodman both, I'd say, would be more counted into the big band era of, like, the 30s and 40s that basically dominated most of the music scene, honestly, like, you know, through those decades and whatnot, before the rise of Dizzy Gillespie and that style of jazz, and then, you know, obviously the birth of rock and roll also had an effect, too, on jazz. Anyways, we're going to keep on rolling here with Blue Thoughts by Chet Baker from his album In New York. So stay tuned to this one. It's actually a really good one. All right, here it is.
Thank you.
guys. That was Blue Thoughts by Chet Baker. Hey, I wanted to give a quick shout-out to Mark Mandich, Dan Sweet, and Emily Braun, who are listening out there tonight. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in with the GM tonight. I got, like, a couple songs. Mark wanted me to call Dan's a name, but I can't say what he wanted me to say on air, obviously. So I'm just going to leave it with the fact that, Dan, you're a good American. And for the next two songs that I got for y'all, they're dedicated to you, all right? So I'm feeling like, you know, playing a little bit of a Billie Holiday again, just to get those three, well, you know, just feeling all sentimental and whatnot, all right? So without further ado, here is Billie Holiday with God Bless the Child, and then the next one after that will be You're My Thrill. Take a listen, guys. This is for you three.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Crust of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. He just don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his own.
You're my thrill. You do something to me. You send chills right through me. When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. You're my thrill. How my pulse increases, I just go to pieces. when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. Here's my heart on a silver platter. Where's my will? Why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher when I look at you? I can't keep still. You're my desire that keeps mounting higher when I look at you. I can't keep still. You're my
Okay, guys, that was Billie Holiday with You're My Thrill. You're still tuning in with the GM right now, and you're hooked on OU Radio, The Line. All right, listen up, guys. We have a quick announcement to make. Listen, I'm going to keep going with my, like, you know, Friday night special two-hour edition show here. But we got some new blood coming on the radio here with Chris Pacell and Casey Ayuvara coming on the hour of 8 to 9. That would be in the next 2 minutes with Two Clods in a Pod. They don't start till next Friday, but be sure to tune into their show, too. I hear it's going to be a riot with their comedy hour that they got for us planned. It's great to have them on board. Quick shout-out to them. And we'll just keep the ball rolling here right now with Hooked, our jazz special two-hour edition on this Friday, September the 4th. It's pretty rainy out there, guys, right now. I don't know. We'll see how, like, you know, the night goes. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to clear up by 9. Check your weather, wear ADAR service, whatever. And I'm just waiting on my boy Ian Boyle to listen in on the air because I got a song for him. But in the meantime, I got a song for all you other listeners here. This is Embraceable You, dedicated to all my listeners out there right now at radio.ou.edu. Check it out. Jackie McLean.
sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey.
Listeners, that was Eye of the Devil by Cal Yater, another one of my Latin jazz favorites. Announcement here, we are now ending our formal podcast. You were listening to Hooked on the Line of radio.ou.edu. Tuning in with the GM right now, Connor Golden. And with that marks the actually the end of our official podcast. We're still staying live on the air for another hour, but I really don't want to make like a two-hour podcast and take up all the space on my website. So with that in mind, for all those of you who are going to be listening to this podcast, I thank you so much for sticking it with us all the way here on the line. And I hope to see you guys next week for more archive shows. So with that, I'm going to turn off the red button.